This is Ozarks at Large. Here are two words that might bring completely different concepts to mind. Title IX. For some, Title IX, passed by the federal government in 1972, is a civil rights law that applies to sexual harassment and sexual violence in education settings. For others, Title IX is more commonly associated with equity in athletics and education. Title IX is both and more. Denzel Jenkins knows this because he's created the new documentary, Nine, about the history and influence of the law. Jenkins, a recent graduate of the University of Arkansas, will premiere his film June 23rd at 6:30 p.m. in Vol Walker Hall on the University of Arkansas campus. For the movie, Denzel Jenkins interviewed several people associated with Title IX, including Bev Lewis, who served once as athletic director for women's athletics at the University of Arkansas, and Bernice Bunny Sadler, who is known as the godmother of Title IX. Last week, Denzel Jenkins came to the Carver Center for Public Radio to talk to us. He says he chose Title IX as the subject for his film because of something that he had experienced.
I was a victim of being sexually assaulted and raped at the University of Arkansas. And it took me like 3 years after that whole incident, to file a Title IX complaint. And after I filed it, things didn't go into my favor. So I felt like I didn't get justice. So it was that pretty much what sparked my interest in Title IX. Because when I filed Title IX, I was, it was pretty much the whole process of it. I was pretty much out of the country when it happened. So I felt during that whole process that it was just my word against their word, because that was pretty much what it was, and there was no evidence. And after hearing the results of it, you know, I just felt like, you know, I felt like I didn't have justice. And with me feeling that, I felt like I didn't have a voice. And not only that, but I also felt like, with me feeling that, I wanted to see how Title IX was flawed. I wanted to see, like, okay, like, I had this, I guess, this displaced anger, and I was pointing at Title IX. And so I was pretty much just did research into it and saying, like, okay, what's the problem with Title IX, and what's the problem with universities handling Title IX?
And you don't have to answer anything about a traumatic incident in your life that you don't want to. But but I think some listeners might be surprised, because they think of Title IX as women's sports.
They
might be surprised that Title IX figured into you filing the complaint.
Mm-hmm.
And why is that? Why does Title IX have a role there?
Well, it has a role there. I have to go back to like 1980s. It was a court case, Alexander versus Yale University. It was the first court case that was brought under Title IX. And when court saw that, they was like, okay, well, when it comes to these type of issues of sexual harassment and rape, that we'll let the universities handle that and have that comply under Title IX. And with sexual assault and harassment falling under that, that pretty much made universities to deal with this issue. The incident happened on campus, and when it comes to incidents like these, you have the option whether or not to file a Title IX complaint. I guess during when it happened to me, I really didn't seek out the police.
Mm-hmm.
I guess because during that time, I always saw, like, I only knew Title IX as an issue that dealt with sexual harassment and sexual harassment, assault, and rape. So that was just the only outlet that I saw that could possibly help me.
As I mentioned to you, I think a lot of us think of Title IX as equality in women's sports on college campuses, but it goes far beyond that, doesn't it?
Uh-huh. Well, before Title IX, women weren't admitted to grad school in like the 1960s, the late 1960s. And one notable person, Ms. Bernice Sandler, who is known as the godmother of Title IX, she obtained a PhD, a doctorate degree at the University of Maryland. And after that, she was denied 3 times of a teaching job. So it wasn't just students, it was also, you know, faculty and staff. And that's pretty much what led her to, with her being known as the godmother of Title IX. I can't speak a lot about it because most of it is in the film. That's why.
Right.
But
you talked to her.
Yeah. We did the, like, when that happened, well, first, I had to connect Margaret Dunkel. She she was like the right-hand person of Bernie Sanders. She was the first chair of the National Coalition for Women and Girls in Education. And so talked to her throughout the whole research phase and got invited to Washington, D.C. And they did it was a play about Title IX called Actually. And then while we were there, I saw Bernie Sanders, and she was with her caretakers because she had amnesia during that time. And but I talked to the caretakers, and then they proposed a question like, would you like to interview her for the film? And I figured, you know, with her state and condition, I didn't even try to pursue it. I said, sure. And, you know, the next day they gave me a call and we set it up. And it's truly amazing because that was her last interview.
That's not a lot of time to prepare.
Yeah.
Have it proposed by her caretakers, yeah, and then less than 24 hours,
yeah, yeah,
you're talking to her.
Yeah.
What was that like?
Man, it was more like, okay, this is happening. So the night before, I was just preparing, and then pretty much didn't, like, with them calling me, I quickly came up with a list of questions. Some of the questions I took from my paper from Margaret Dunkel. And then I ended up showing 40 minutes late because I got lost.
I can relate to that. I can relate to that, Denzel.
But yeah, when we got there, it was a person, her name is Marty Langland. She, the first president of the Rape Crisis Center at DC. And she was mainly the one asking her the questions. And, you know, so while I set up, but yeah, it was amazing. And I think it's just amazing that I was blessed to capture her last footage. And I remember setting up, I remember her saying, this might be my last interview.
Oh my.
Yeah. And
this process for you started in a very bad place, a very traumatic place.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You're about to screen this film. I don't think it's fair to ask if there was closure, but has this helped you?
Oh, yes. It has helped me a lot, more than I have imagined. Because when, like, I remember coming up here for grad school, and they said, somebody asked me, what will I do my thesis on? It's Title IX. Like, I knew what I was going to do, but it was an eye-opening experience, and it definitely provided a lot of closure, and not just on a topic itself, but the people that I met along the way here at the university, and just coming back here, where the place where it all happened, this definitely helped the healing process for me.
Denzel Jenkins is a documentary filmmaker, and his movie Nine, about Title IX, will premiere June 23rd in Vol Walker Hall on the University of Arkansas campus. He says a reception before the screening will begin at 6, and the movie will start at 6:30. That screening is free and open to the public. This is Ozarks at Large.